schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Tuesday Speak Up Table. My name is Barbara, and today's program I hope is going to be an encouragement for you to take care of yourself, maybe better care of yourself, and pamper yourself from time to time. You know, it's a good thing. My guest today is Lorraine Gee, and she's an esthetician. I'm only going to say that once at Cedar Day Spa, and she's here to talk about facials and other treatments that are not just for beautiful skin, for example, but also for our good health. Now, come on, this is for both women and men. We're going to also take a look at Lorraine's other career, another part of her life at Lake Pend'Oreille School District. Like many successful people in our wonderful area, she wears a couple of busy professional hats. So stay with us today. We'll be right back with information that you can use.
It's wildfire season, and North Idaho has a lot to lose when wildfires happen. If you're a lifelong resident or new to the area and own 10 or more acres of timberland, this message should hit home. Idaho Forest Group knows that wildfires can destroy your forest land, your home, and your entire investment in the area in just minutes, unless you take steps now to minimize and prevent a catastrophe. Schedule an Idaho Forest Group forester to conduct a free site analysis on your property and suggest a forest management plan to help protect your investment. Creating a safe area around your home and having a solid forest management plan are all important. And if selective thinning is required, it could create extra income for your family. Whether you're a lifelong resident or new to the area, you need to protect your family and your forest land from wildfires. To schedule a free visit from an Idaho Forest Group forester, visit ifg.com.
North Idaho Collision Repair Center in Bonners Ferry continues to grow each year thanks to the community and their amazing customers. Now they're looking to add a full-time disassembly tech to the family with great pay and benefits, including a 401k and an all-expenses paid vacation for employee and spouse after 1 year. Don't miss this opportunity to work in a state-of-the-art shop. For more information, call Shane at North Idaho Collision, 208-9995, 208-9995.
Here is Jim Zuberbühler, the race director of the Longbridge Swim, to tell us about this year's event.
The Longbridge Swim is the single best spectator swim and one of the largest open water swims in the Pacific Northwest. People come from all over the country and the world to participate. There's still time to register for this year's swim, and swimmers must register online at longbridgeswim.org by Thursday, August 5th, or at Sandpoint High School on Friday, August 6th. There's no same-day registration on August 7th. I'd like to thank our many sponsors. Our swim lessons program would not be successful without their generous support. The Longbridge Swim provided swim lessons and water safety classes for over 8,000 kids over the past 10 years, supported the City Beach Lifeguard Training Program, and included lessons for special education students. Come out and swim or watch from the Longbridge on Saturday, August 7th.
Jim Zuberbühler is a financial advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company in Sandpoint. In addition to providing financial advice and service, employees volunteer their time and resources to local causes, such as the Longbridge Swim.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pend'Oreille. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
All right, everybody, we are back. Join me, say hello and welcome to Lorraine Gee. Lorraine, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks. So happy to be here, Barbara.
Thank you. Well, full disclosure, I want the audience to know this is the gal who tries her best to give me some beautiful skin, no matter what, how I try to abuse it with too much sun and no sunscreen. But we do these things, as I was saying in the introduction, not just for skin or beauty or what someone else thinks of us. Really, there's a mental health and a physical health, certainly like with pedicures and facials, a physical health that goes on also. Isn't that true, Lorraine?
I do believe that, Barbara. I think that self-care encompasses our mental, spiritual well-being. I think coming to me for a facial often lends towards relaxation that a lot of people don't take the opportunity to do that often. So the mental piece of relaxing that mindset helps the healing process of the body as well.
Right. You know, whether it's a facial or a pedicure or, well, certainly a massage. I don't know why I say certainly a massage, but, you know, you can go through the whole process and really not talk if you don't want to. You can just totally relax. You can think about things. You can try to not think. I think some people go to sleep. You've told me I kind of stay awake because we keep a conversation going a little bit.
Yes.
But that you do have clients that actually kind of zone out and almost go to sleep.
That is correct. I actually, with a monthly rapport that I build with my clientele, I can tell when they walk through the door what they most need. So if somebody's coming in and their mind's really busy and they're telling me that they're just exhausted, my job then is to be quiet and say, well, let's just take it a notch down and bring that whole room into relaxing them with mind, spirit, and body.
Yeah. All right, I am going to have to say that word again because my next question is, Lorraine, please define for our audience esthetician.
Well, I have a couple funny stories regarding the esthetician. When I introduce myself as an esthetician, I've had people respond, oh, so you put people to sleep? Confusing an anesthesiologist with esthetician, because it is a foreign word that most people don't understand. So in layman's terms, is a skincare therapist. So I do facials, skin treatments. It leans towards the beauty industry with lash extensions, brow and lash tinting, some waxing, hair removal is my repertoire.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's talk about facials. Break down facials for us. What's available and what is it that your clients are looking for?
Excellent question. So facials and treatments are two different things. So they fold into facials in some broad spectrum. But my personal opinion is that they're different. So facial is where you come to me and I'm going to analyze your skin, see what type of skin type you have, talk with you, consult with you, see what your struggles are. So we work as a team and then we start the facial. So I do a double cleanse. I do an exfoliation. I assess the skin. I then do a massage for the face, which helps stimulate circulation. Also the relaxation piece that I spoke about earlier, get some tension removed, really allow that person to just relax into the bed. And then I do a mask and add some serums on to the end. Sometimes I include a microcurrent that we'll talk about in a little bit with one of the treatments. Sometimes I don't. Just, again, depends on where their energy levels is, what they're looking for to get out of that facial.
You know, also, it seems to me, I remember, though, it's interesting to me that at some point I forget the order of things because I really do kind of zone out.
Yes.
But during when the mask is on and, like, the treatment, there's treatment going on, you also massage shoulder, neck, arms and hands. You
Correct.
Add a massage, which I think most people don't, and it's not a full body massage or anything. It's just arms, neck, just that upper part right here in the arms and hands. But I think most people don't realize that when you go in for a facial, I think most of the people who do this also do the massage, right?
Well, I've had some facials myself, and massage is not always included in that. I do provide that service. I think that it's a very nice add-on.
Yeah.
You will experience that going to different estheticians, that they will have their own ways of going about different facials. And when they categorize a facial, you might be going in for, they coin it anti-aging or acneic skin facial, that's going to have different pieces to that facial. So they're not all one style for each esthetician.
And there are facials that like are aromatherapy, you know, it's like the raspberry souffle facial or whatever. I've never really
gone pumpkin spice.
Yeah, exactly. I've never really gone for that. Uh-huh. I just go for just a straight up, you know, take care of my skin.
Correct.
You mentioned that at the point, you know, after you've cleansed and you really look at the skin. And
yes.
Not that you're a dermatologist, but I understand and I trust, since you are the one who helps me, that if you saw anything on my face, you would let me know. You would alert me that
yes.
I might consider, right?
Correct. Yes, that is part of that. Also to validate, you know, possible concerns, like my skin's feeling really dry. I mm-hmm. can explore that for you. You know, to blackheads, which is in my world, comedones, you know, congestion in the skin or the pore, hairs that we just don't want to be there. I will remove or extract those type of blemishes. Also talk to you about, hey, this is where you are in your age. This is what I'm seeing. This is what you're reporting. Let's go forward as to the best approach for your skincare.
Right. And to help them understand, or your clients rather, understand, you know, expectations, what the expectations can be.
Yes. And I oftentimes get clients coming back saying, Lorraine, don't. I haven't washed my face every day, or I didn't take off my sunscreen like you said, or
we have
you
to
know
come
this
in.
Confession.
I already confess that I don't use sunscreen. I walk in the sun. I don't use, like, we come in. We have to first thing we do is
yes,
confess. It's like you go in to get your hair done. You say, "Okay,
yeah.
I cut something back here."
Oh heavens!
Just please forgive me. All right, you mentioned microneedling. So let's go to that. What is microneedling, and who would be a client for that?
Well, microneedling is one of my favorite treatments to provide. Microneedling can be for most clientele. Some with acneic skin can be spot treatments, to where I just focus on that. But most of my clientele would be more of the anti-aging. Microneedling is a controlled injury that I do in my treatment room. I first numb the skin, so it's not as awful as it might sound. It is to create these micro injuries for your body to start the healing process, which then builds collagen. So that saggy feeling that you're feeling in your skin or your face, it helps lift that. But that's a prolonged treatment. So I give you a treatment on Wednesday. 4 weeks from that period of a microneedling is when you're going to have optimal results. So it's not like a quick, oh my gosh, my face looks amazing right after. Now there is some inflammation, so there might be visual appearance that your fine lines are all of a sudden gone, but that's only because it's inflamed, not because I'm a magic worker, right? But it's a phenomenal treatment that it really invokes your body to start that process. So it's doing really the magic, which our bodies is or are remarkable.
I know. There's one where I had said before I wanted to, you know, praise God in this show because I believe being a good steward of everything that God gives us. And today we're talking about our bodies and our skin, which to me directly relates to your health, and the healthier you are, the more you can serve and love others and love your family. So stay healthy. And this is one way to feel good and stay healthy. So yes, our bodies are remarkable. Okay, I want to go back to you put some painkiller on the face. This is this is not like injections of Novocaine or what. You're not going to be put to sleep. This is just a very light, just
a topical.
Mm-hmm. numbing. And it's not a torture at all. I say this, I've experienced this. It's really not that bad at all. The slight numbing is great. You don't walk out actually bleeding or anything like that. You walk out feeling pretty good, actually. Looking good, too.
Looking good, yes. The numbing cream can cause your lips to feel like you've gone to the dentist, you know, and people get a little concerned with that, but that it comes back, but it means that it's working really well so that you're going to be super relaxed during the treatment.
Are there different levels or types of microneedling? I mean, different depths that
Yes.
you can go to?
Yes. And mine, because I'm an esthetician and not a dermatologist, my scope of practice is limited. Like, you know, I'm not going to hit the dermis. That's not my area, right? So yes, you go to a dermatologist, they can get into those really lower levels of the skin. I can go so far.
So going to, and this may be not a good question for you, so I don't want to put you on the spot, but it would seem to me there would have to be quite a bit more numbness.
To get to the dermis?
To get to the dermis, and maybe a little bit more damage when you're walking out. I don't know, do you need bandages? Because I'm not down for that, but...
Yeah, there's some pretty aggressive approaches to microneedling. There's some dermatologists and some practitioners that have that licensure that can utilize your blood plasma to put on top of it, because the blood has so much vitamins that it really helps with that too. But there is a level of discomfort that happens when you go deeper into the
skin.
And
probably some downtime.
Yes, most people would. And then you do come out with spots of, and real red skin, really sensitivity.
Yeah.
So you're going to make sure that you're out of the sun.
Yeah.
You're taking care of your skin. Less is more during those after treatments, because it's so sensitized that you're going to want to be very gentle.
So we're talking about just on the superficial level of the skin. It's still effective. It's still
absolutely
stimulating collagen and
circulation,
and recovering
blood flow.
Mm-hmm. Circulation, bringing all those vitamins up to the surface.
Correct.
For healing and taking off. So that's micro needling.
Correct.
You mentioned during a facial microcurrents, and that you make decisions on whether or not you're going to use that. Explain to what microcurrents are and what you base your decisions on.
Okay, so a microcurrent is a low-level current that mimics the body's natural ionic flow. And so when there's a person that has a pacemaker, I'm not allowed to use electricity, right? Hmm. There's also somebody that experiences seizures. I'm not allowed to use that for that. But in addition to that, if, again, there is a person that their energy level just needs, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. I really trust my God and God's intuition into me to say this is what they need. Lower frequencies, you know, definitely get that rhythm going. Sometimes I just don't, because of whatever internal message that's going on with me. Microcurrent is a phenomenal tool in my arsenal. It was developed and found by a doctor, and I don't have his name offhand, but was treating Bell's palsy patients. And this is where one side of the face has paralysis. So there's a significant difference from one side to the other.
Like a drooping almost on one side, yeah.
Correct. So as he was using this current, and there's different ways that you use the tool, and you can pinch the muscle, you can extend the muscles using a sweeping motion with my wands, or pinching those wands together, hold that muscle. So it's really sending that energy into that area to help stimulate the muscle to engage or get those cells moving and going, oh, hey, we're supposed to be up here. We're supposed to be doing something, correct?
Oh my gosh, it's a workout for the face.
It is a face workout.
It's like going to the gym.
Yes.
Only I don't have to go to the gym.
No, you don't. It's phenomenal. And it's not to be confused with the TENS unit, because TENS units are at a higher level, and it's to stop pain or reduce the pain, where this microcurrent is to promote healing, to engage that muscles in a very low frequency.
I don't want to use the word taser here, do I?
No. But if you get out of line, Missy.
Turn that current up. No, we know it's not tasering, obviously, at all. It's not painful. It's not anything.
Pain.
I've experienced it. And you can just it's very subtle.
It is very subtle.
Of course,
and
I'm asleep at the time.
I do have a great story in regards to the microcurrent. And I've solely done microcurrent on her, not in a facial. It's a 20-minute service. She had a dental incident that happened that caused her left side to droop. And she has struggled with that for many years. And I said, oh my gosh, come in. I'm so excited to have somebody that actually has a medical issue. And so we have been working for the last 2.5 weeks, and she has had significant results. She said, she texted me randomly and she says, Lorraine, it was the first time I took a picture with my kids and I finally wasn't upset with my picture. When she smiles, it doesn't feel like she has to work in order to get that mm-hmm. extra lift. I'm using my hands to talk and talk to Barbara, but I'm sure you guys can understand.
So the muscle is coming back.
Yes. Well, and then I'm also moving the microcurrent to engage the nerves that go through the face on the side there, too, to help stimulate and get those nerves awake.
That is great. Thanks for sharing that story. And it emphasizes again that that what we're talking about is not just beauty or fluff. Somebody, I didn't want to use that word, but this really can lead to better mental health, better mental attitude toward yourself,
yes,
more confidence, and actual
absolutely.
Physical transitioning for muscles and nerves, depending on what someone's situation is.
Yes.
So check it out and, you know, find Lorraine practices at Cedar Day Spa right here in Sandpoint, but we have an abundance of spas and salons around that offer different services. And, you know, I just encourage you that if this is of interest to you, to find a spa or talk to Lorraine, and maybe they have something that can actually help you, make you happy. All right, we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with 2 locations, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street, to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
Take living to the next level at Under the Sun in downtown Bonners Ferry. You'll love the Soulshine Bistro with its wonderful food selection plus beer and wine, and the espresso bar with its organic coffee and more. Under the Sun is an eclectic gift shop and home decor store with the most unique merchandise under the sun. Downstairs, you can explore the new women's consignment clothing boutique with many hand-picked items. Under the Sun is open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
It's time to dust off those cowboy boots and get ready for the Bonner County Rodeo. The rodeo returns to the Fairgrounds Outdoor Arena on Friday and Saturday, August 6th and 7th. Bring the entire family out for all the traditional PRCA Pro Rodeo events, including bareback, steer wrestling, team roping, barrel racing, bull riding, and so much more. Pre-sale general admission tickets are just $12 for adults, $6 for children. You can purchase pre-sale tickets at the Fairgrounds office, Les Schwab, North 40, Carter Country, Columbia Bank, Woods Hay and Grain, and Sandpoint Superdrug. Don't miss the PRCA Rodeo at the Bonner County Fairgrounds August 6th and 7th. Get your pre-sale tickets now at Les Schwab, North 40, Carter Country, Columbia Bank, Woods Hay and Grain, and Sandpoint Superdrug, the Fairgrounds office, or online at BonnerCountyFair.com.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things, too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
Hey, everybody. We are talking with Lorraine Gee today. She is that word, esthetician at Cedar Day Spa. But before we get back into that conversation, I've announced a couple of times, and I still want to keep doing it because it's so important, talking about your health. One of the ways that we maintain our health and our strength and our muscles is by walking. And this is an opportunity, and this is just once a week. So, you know, you want to take advantage of this. It's called Walk with the Doc, as in walk with the doctor. This is a walk once a week with a healthcare professional. And the purpose is so we can walk along with this person and ask questions. It's like this private, not so private, okay, but consultation with someone. And, you know, we have women's health. We've had, we had a physical therapist that walked with us. Boy, we were talking about joints and bones and muscles. It was really, really interesting. Okay, it's Thursdays at 1 o'clock at Travers Park. Every Thursday, 1 o'clock, Travers Park, Walk with the Doc. And they've added a special walk coming up on Saturday, August the 7th. That's a Saturday special walk on August the 7th. And we're going to be walking with Dr. Jenkins, who's a well-known cardiologist in our area. And so we're going to be able to talk about heart health with him for an hour. What a gift. All right, you guys. Check it out. Walk with the Doc. All right, Lorraine, thank you for being here today. I appreciate it. We have got to chemical peels. Now, this is something I've never done because it just doesn't feel like I want to do that. Like I want to submit myself to some kind of a chemical peel. I have read, is this true or not, that your skin, like 2 or 3 days after a serious chemical peel, you're actually taking your skin off in layers. Is that true or is...
What you're not seeing, people, is that she's mimicking this peeling process with
like
her,
a snake.
Her hands. Yeah, like snake.
So we gonna lose that thing like a snake. Is that true or is that a Google myth?
Oh, well, I think, again, I'll go back to, I'm not a dermatologist. Dermatologists can do some significant peels that you will be seeing those big areas of skin that does come off. Yeah. There's reasons for that that a doctor can talk to you all about more than myself.
Okay.
My chemical peels are much less severe or intense. It still gets the skin moving. So a chemical peel is usually with glycolic acid or lactic acid, salicylic acid, and sometimes combined with retinol. And there's a degreaser, what they call degreaser, that you apply first. And that's a enzyme-based product that helps loosen the glue between the cells, and that's the proteins that actually like weave in between the cells like threads, that I'm wanting to loosen that so that I can get those dead skin cells to actually slough off for us, because as we age, we don't have the same cell turnover rate as we did when we were in teens. You know, teenagers slough off every 10 to 14 days. As we get into our 50s, it's 45 to 90 days, you know, before we can get that. So we need to give our skin this boost every once in a while to get that radiance back, right? Because we
So what's covering our face when we look at it, if you're like, say, 45, 50, 55, you know, and up, you're not really seeing your skin underneath. You're actually seeing a layer.
Or three.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, of dead cells. I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes. So we as aging women and men that want to get some radiance back will need to help manually remove that, whether that's chemically or with scrubs or microneedling or any of those type of modalities to help
move the skin. Does microneedling replace chemical peels, or they can work in tandem?
I don't use them in tandem, but they're similar but not. You know, I'm still doing some resurfacing with the microneedling, but the chemical pill is really about taking off that that mm-hmm. layer mm-hmm. of skin to get some more
radiance. I don't mean in tandem on the same day, but in tandem in terms of a treatment plan.
Sure. And there's times when I will discontinue a chemical peel because the summertime leads towards people not realizing that, oh, I was just out in the sun for 15 minutes. Well, 15 minutes can do some damage when you're creating the sloughing off of skin cells and exposing those, what I call baby skin cells, but new skin cells to the elements. So I discontinue it altogether. It's just a safe practice to do. So
think about chemical peels in December, January, and February when you're yes. not out so much in the bright sun. Correct. And it's the angle is perhaps a little bit healthier, but still be careful, right?
Right. And it is a 3 to 4 day process that you'll start seeing that I call it a flakiness, not necessarily peeling. It's small, like if you'd gotten a sunburn and you just have that dry skin that you rub your skin and it flakes off, that's the type of peeling that you're going to experience.
Okay.
Some people, if they've never had an exfoliation for many months or years, might experience something a little bit more, mm-hmm. right? But not the real snake-like skin that you're going to be pulling
peeling
off.
Off in 4 days.
No.
But you might have some redness,
a
little bit of downtime, or you just would want at least a day to recover before.
Well, recovery, I think, is a little bit strong to, you know, you'll still be able to do your day stuff. You're not going to look like you can't go out. You could still put makeup on if you so desired to. I prefer you wouldn't. But if you so said, I have some kind of event or I just want to get something on my face so that I can go outside and feel comfortable, that is totally doable. So recovery in the sense of how you wash your face, how you take care of your skin, making sure you're not exposing yourself to the outdoor elements on a significant level, yes, okay. That's recovery. Not in the sense that you need to be in your house for 3 days and not go anywhere
right.
or do anything.
Right. All right. Lash extensions and lash and brow tinting. I don't know. We don't need. They're pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done any of that, though I have seen gals who have had lash extensions. And it can be real hair, but they fall out, so you can't rub your eyes. Am I, you know, like, not supposed to rub your eyes? You're going to pay all this money and I don't know.
Yes, friction is not your friend when you have eye extensions, or eyelash extensions, more rather. Yeah. So I provide minks as well as synthetics, and there's two different types, and I only perform classic extensions, which is different than the volume. The volume has several lashes that are combined into one that gets placed on one of your lashes. Mm. A good technician, they can be phenomenal, mm-hmm. right? And have still the integrity of your natural lash, which mm-hmm. is extremely important. The classic places one hair on one hair. Okay, so 1-for-1 ratio.
Okay.
It goes literally, it's a very long
length. It sounds to me more subtle, maybe.
It is a more natural.
Walking in and.
Yes. Yes.
Shazam.
Shazam. Bam. Butterfly. Yes. Yeah. It is. The classic look is more of a natural look. So, I get women that just want to accentuate. Sometimes as you age, the coloring kind of lessens as well as the amount of lashes reduces. So they're looking to get some form of just a youthful, wide-eyed appearance with lash extensions.
So, okay, we are going to get into your business now with waxing. I don't even know where to go with this, but except that you can wax almost anything you want to wax. But
correct.
You know what? I want to talk to the guys for a minute and encourage you also, Lorraine. I think guys don't understand that you can have your ears, especially older guys.
Yeah, that get the
ears,
hair on the top.
I know.
Yep.
And all around and inside, mm-hmm. and also your nostrils. It's just one of those things that guys do have an abundance of hair. And I don't think they realize as they age a little bit what it looks like. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're going to go there. Yeah, yeah, we're
yes.
going to go there. But so just so they know, our listeners, that this is a service that is, I don't know, it's so easy to do, and I just think a lot of guys could really benefit from this. Talk to us about waxing.
Okay, because you brought up the ears and nose, we'll start there first. So I use a hard wax. It's way different than the soft wax. And a soft wax uses a paper filament to put over the top to remove the hair and the wax. The hard wax hardens on its own, thus being able to put that up into the nostrils. Now, one might think, oh, my Lanta, you're going to pull hair out of my nose. When I pull one, I'm like dancing and crying like a baby because it hurts so much. And you're going to be pulling out several. Oddly. Because it shocks that area that you don't realize that you even pulled out as many hair follicles as I do.
Yeah.
It's painless. You feel pressure, but we tend to giggle because it's so ridiculous.
It's not all the way up your nose,
no,
right?
No, yes.
It's just that
outer part.
Visual area.
And to stay
that people
on,
can see.
Correct. And to stay on point, you don't want somebody, a technician, to go past that indentation of your nostrils because the hair is developed there for a lot of reasons. It helps bacteria from going in as well as holding things in, right? So we don't want to eliminate that. And you'll sound like you're sniffling a lot if you pull too many hairs out, right? So that's a really health conscious way. But yes, we can go right at the tip and remove those hairs that sometimes sneak out and say hello to those that don't want to say hello.
I know. Women that are short that have to look up at you, please. Mercy.
Yeah. So, yes, and then the outside of the ears, same wax is used. So moving on to different areas of the body is underarms, your forearms, legs, upper legs, lower legs, and you can choose which ones. We could do half a leg, half an arm, those type of things. There is face waxing. I don't promote that you take off the peach fuzz, because it's there to help create a barrier from the sun and elements, free radicals. It brings oils to the surface. We want that because that is actually an anti-aging tip, mm-hmm. right? When we remove that, we need to be mindful that you need to replenish your skin and protect it more so than
more
our
often.
Natural hair would have, correct? So there are bikini waxes and Brazilians. I do not do Brazilians. I do extreme bikinis.
I don't think the Brazilians should do the Brazilian.
we need to draw
the line someplace.
Draw the line.
All right. Well, we did get into your business here a little bit, but it's all for your good health and your happiness. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we've got more information for you. And we're also going to be talking about this wonderful program that I actually didn't know about until I met Lorraine. This is at Lake Pendere School District, and you're going to want to hear about it.
Hi, this is Lauren
and Eve
with Knutson Chevrolet.
Be the first to come in now and put your name on one of our best selection of 2021 Silverados, Tahoes, Suburbans, and Colorados during Knutson's Sizzlin' Summer Savings.
Can't find the one you're looking for? Come on in and we will order one the way you want it.
If something pre-owned fits your budget better, take advantage of our Knutson Sizzlin' Summer Savings on one of our best selection of GM-certified pre-owned vehicles.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership that puts customer service above all else.
Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using Shop Click Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet.
Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Racing at State Line Speedway is back this Friday and Saturday night as the best from around the Northwest converge on State Line Speedway to battle for the title and up to a $10,000 purse for the 22nd annual Idaho 200. Friday night, it's the Race Cows Late Model Qualifying, the Hobby Stock Tri-State Challenge, and the Fever 4 Steinbach Memorial 77. Saturday night, it's the Legends of Pro 4 Trucks, and then many Race Cow late models will enter the track, but only one will emerge victorious of the Idaho 200 and win up to $10,000. Gates open and qualifying is at 5 p.m., and opening ceremonies are at 6 both Friday and Saturday night. The Idaho 200 is sponsored by the City of State Line, Idaho. For ticket information, make a pit stop at the website raceidaho.com.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their heads?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, Lorraine Gee is with us today, and she just took us through a walk, not on the wild side, but on the smart side of how to take care of your face and your skin and be healthy. But we want to turn our attention now to her role. This is a very significant role with Lake Pend'Oreille School District. She is the director. She has a staff of 10 people. And Lorraine, tell our audience what this program is and how wonderful it is.
It is 21st Century Community Learning Centers, acronym CCLC. That's what I use often. It's our after-school program for Farman, Kootenai, and Southside. We have a grant for those three schools only right now. And it is providing kids with enrichment activities, helping them with their reading and their math after-school hours. So we will start at the dismissal bell for the school, and we will run for 3 hours. And in those 3 hours, we provide the first 10 to 15, 20 minutes. You know, they get the wiggles out because we need, you know, that time to get the wiggles out. And then we focus on a book club. And it's age appropriate. They're in different pods, if you will, of age appropriate kids, and they get to read that level. They read out loud. Some of them read to themselves. Some get coaching with the staff that's involved. Sometimes they do it as a group as reading out loud. And we witness kids increasing their reading speed, fluency through the months that we had provided the book club. Then we break for a little bit. Two groups go outside and play while the other two groups eat supper. And then we switch those two groups. So the other ones get to go play. The next two groups get to eat supper. So meal is provided. And then after that segment is done, we go into what we're calling our centers. Now this is throughout the week. It could be art one day for one group, STEM being a science or engineering activity that time, technology, physical. So we're getting out there, we're learning sportsmanship, we're learning how to play, you know, a certain organized sport, or just learn some of the rules and how do you self-regulate yourself when you're frustrated with that, right? And the social and emotional piece, you know, let's give them some skills to self-regulate. When do I start feeling mad? What's going on in our bodies? Do I feel hot? Does my heart feel like it's pumping? Helping them identify and then using their words to express if they're mad or angry, right? So those are the centers that we go to, and then we go into the later part of the time, and this is when parents are starting to pick up kids. So it's more just activities that are still keeping their minds engaged, but it's more play involved, and then we end our time at 5:30, and on Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Wednesdays are our little, you know, get out of school early days, so we'll be dismissing after school at around 4:30.
So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, there's this after school program. I just can't tell you how amazing this sounds. Who is there a qualification for students to be in this? What kind of a process is it that students, because obviously you can't handle all the
of them,
students.
We wish. Yeah, there is a criteria in it. In the three schools that I just mentioned, Farman, Kootenai, and Southside, are Title I schools. This is, you know, low income, low academic standards that qualify that school. So that's why the grant went to those schools so far. Within that, it's there are some parents that are invited because we see that the child needs additional support. Sometimes we blast it on the school's Facebook page and say, hey, welcome all parents. Please contact me, Lorraine Gee, at Lake Pendere School District to contact me to see if we can get your child enrolled. So it's sometimes more critiqued into needs and then sometimes opened up to the public, just depending upon our numbers.
I was actually thinking when I first heard about this from you that it would be like more for working parents because they couldn't be there to pick up their child or be at home when the child gets home from school. But really, it is not that. I mean, it provides that kind of time to cover for the parent, but the focus is really the emotional and academic and physical to give them food, to nourish them after school.
Yes, it does provide both, and it does encompass that piece of, knowing that their children are taken care of in an enriched environment.
What yes. kind of analysis or, I don't want to use the word testing, but what kind of analysis do you use to see the progress that the kids are making? Or do you have parent-teacher or parent-staff meetings to discuss with the parent if things are going well or maybe not going so well?
Excellent question. So the school, we use a lot of their testing modalities for that, where we really don't have anything specific that gives us the testing other than day in, day out, noticing a child has improved in fluency of reading. I lost your last part.
Meetings with the parents.
Yes.
Get them on board also. Yes.
So we do require and request the parents to pick up their children at the end of the day. So that gives us an opportunity to say, Susie had an excellent day, or Susie struggled today with reading or self-regulating herself, or she started talking with this other kid and they started arguing. We get those opportunities on a daily way basis. And then we also have parent events to where they come in, they get to experience. With COVID this last year, it was unfortunate. Our parent events were most visual or virtual. So we missed that opportunity to connect with parents on that way in a group setting versus one-on-one. Go ahead.
That was one of my questions. It just occurred to me again, is that there was a loss. Everyone has talked about this academic loss,
yes.
not to mention social interaction and
yes.
confidence and all kinds of stuff going on. But academic loss during the COVID, the schools were closed. So you saw that in your experience with your programs also?
Saw the loss?
Yes, that the kids really needed extra help.
Absolutely. And the school is, the district is also creating a reading camp right now. Actually, a couple of the schools are actually providing 3 weeks of kids, not my program or the after school program, but the district
separate.
But separate to acknowledge that the kids are going to need that boost just to get them back onto track. But yes, it's so imperative that we, through the loss of COVID, our kids mostly, it was social. The kids just really struggled socially. You could see that their attention was limited. So as soon as you got 5 minutes into reading, they're like, I want to check out. So yeah. really building that strength back into that stamina of reading for a length of time. The social piece of being able to communicate with their friends was so key for them and so important. And that the after school program really does complement, with structure, right?
Yeah.
But it gives those that outlet.
Real quick, do the parents have something that they are required or asked or encouraged to do at home? Like, here are 3 books, read with your child, or, make sure they get to bed X amount of hours of sleep or breakfast in the morning. Do they have a program that encourages them to do certain things also?
Those are great ideas. It's more about, yes, helping parents to engage with their children in their school environment and what that looks like. So daytime school is going to send stuff home with kids to work with, and then we're going to complement that and add like STEM activities that they could do with their child or come to the school and be a part of their life there.
All right. You know what? We could talk all day on this. I've yes, got so could. Many, yes. And we'll do this again, especially the school district one. Lorraine, thank you for being with us today. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Next week, we're going to change it up again for you. Dr. Soren Isparescu, who has his own program here once a month on Blue Sky Broadcasting. He is my special guest. And get it, here we are going to talk about a lot of stuff. One of it's going to be intermittent fasting. This is the buzzword. Everybody wants to know what the rules are. Next week, you can hear it right here. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and God bless you.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
Giving us a boost to the equity markets the way that we were maybe a few...